Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Zaid Al-Nafusi from QNB Financial Services. I would like to welcome everyone to Qatar German Medical Devices Company third quarter 2020 financial results conference call. It is my pleasure to introduce from Qatar German Medical Devices Company, Mr. Isa Khad Al-Muslimani. He is the board member and managing director. Mr. Abdullah Damish, he's the finance manager. And we also have on the line Ms. May Al-Baroudi. She's the board secretary and investor relations officer. We will start this conference call with a presentation on the company's performance for the period, followed by questions and answer session. I will now hand over the call to Smay Al-Baroudi. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Ziad. Hello, everyone. We have a special earning call this time because the QGMD is now to embark to its break-even point. So we are happy that we are challenging ourselves and we have a great result. And I hope that we will achieve the break-even point soon. And we have a lot of things to talk about and achievements. I will hand over the talk to my colleague, Mr. Abdullah Dhamish, the finance manager. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. May. Thank you, Mr. Ziad and Mr. Eid. And we are happy for being safe and well in the nowadays. And we wish the health and the well-being for everyone in the state of Qatar. And we would like to thank the state for the efforts made and the continuous to fight the Corona COVID-19 pandemic. Secondly, I would like to express my great gratitude to the board of directors for the continuous support for the company's activities and the diligent follow-up by all the board committees in order to achieve what has been achieved. So thanks for all for this effort. It's a teamwork before anything. Complementing the efforts made and adhering to the plan set for the moving the company to profitability and achieving the best percentage in growth, the company continued to achieve more goals set for the previous period, where a significant growth in revenues was achieved by 240.73%. And this is an achievement that demonstrates the effectiveness of the plans developed by the board management and the executive management. We are talking from 6 million to 21 million for the same period. And also, the work has been done to reduce production costs and other operational expenses, as administration and general expenses has been reduced by 35.89% without any impact in operation. And also, work has been done to reduce financing costs by 38.55% from the same period last year. And the losses have been reduced by 93% from the last year, the same period. And also the losses per share has been reduced in the same percentage. And based on the above, the company has achieved operation profits after deducting interest, taxes, depreciation, around 5,269,000 riyal. And this has enhanced the company ability to reach the break-even point and start making the profits. And the figures it's talk about itself, we reduced as much as we can, and we are into the plan that we set for our company. And we in Qatar, Germany, believe that no impossible in the face of will and determination. And that success is not a coincidence. It's a march and it's a plan. So hopefully we will continue doing the same and we have the correct track. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for everybody.
Now we are ready for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. A voice prompt on your phone line will indicate when your line is open. Please state your name and company before posing your question. Once again, press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. Once again, to ask a question, press star one. Once again, as a reminder, to ask a question, press star one. And please state your name and company before posing your question. We will take our first question. Please go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum, gents, and thank you for the presentation. And congratulations on good set of results. This is Shabbir Kagalwala from Al Rayan Investment. I had a question on the cost side. You mentioned that you've done a lot of cost optimization and reduced cost at both operating level and at the COGS level. Wanted to know, are all the cost-saving initiatives already done, or do you expect more cost-saving to come in the near future, in the next few quarters, I mean? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shabir. Actually, this is as of the result for the past period. We enhanced the cost deduction, and we found the cost centers that we can reduce for the last period, and we are wishing to find another area that we can cut cost in the few or the next quarter. So we are, yani, we are happy to find some yani, anything can be improve our profit and again to reduce our cost center in this site.
So whatever initiative you had taken in the past, you have all the cost saving, whatever you had plans are all in place, sir.
Yes, the one which we planned already, yeah. Yes, the one which we have planned, yes, already taken for the period of the as of 30 September.
Right, and you had received a lot of like a moratorium or kind of a deferment on the finance cost this because of the COVID. When do we expect the finance cost to come back, or you expect that this level to be sustainable for the next future?
Actually, we have a plan also for the finance cost to even to go down, reduce it more and more, even without any rescheduling or any support from the government. So we will not depend only on the support. We have plans also to reduce the finance cost, and we have to set it for the future for sure. So we have the plan also to keep the track or the scale of the finance cost to be reduced more and more.
And what sort of sustainable level on the finance cost do you expect?
As of now, we don't have. Let us see the next quarter, okay, and we will see what's there. And based on that, we can establish the good, solid base for that one.
Thank you for answering the question. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
And all the best.
Thank you, Mr. Shabir. Thank you.
And once again, as a reminder, to ask a question, press star one. And please state your name and company before posing your question. We will now take our next question. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen, and thank you for this call. Your receivables and inventories have spiked up. Could you explain as to how this is going to be for the coming quarter?
Yes, actually, we have a major receivable, which is Hamad Hospital. Okay. Hamad has been. We have signed with them a tender before, around 8 million something. So out of that, still we are waiting for the money to collect from them. If you can see in the receivable, this amount has been booked out there. Because we already, we meet the deadline, we deliver all the items. So we are waiting for the funds to be impact on our accounts. For the inventory, we have plan, okay, and we have a strategy for the coming few quarter, okay, and the next year for some consumable on the corona or COVID-19. So we will have we will accepting some demand actually in coming quarter and for the next year. So in case of the any demand, we need to be ready to meet the demand in the market. So the inventory and the stock has been monitored very well, okay, to catch the opportunity in the market if there is would be, inshallah.
Excuse me, we didn't get your name. We didn't get your name and your company. Can you tell us again, please?
Yes, surely. My name is Shaheen, and I'm calling from United Securities. The company name is United Securities.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please go ahead.
Yes. Mr. Abdullah, I had a question with regards to your distribution of the vaccine, in case that there is we are expecting the vaccine to be coming in by the first quarter of 2021. In this case, Qatar has also committed that they would be everybody would be getting a vaccine which is free. Now, how would you really account for this into your income or revenue?
Okay, and for this strategic question, actually, I will just divert it to Mr. Isa, and he will give us a clue for that one.
I'm sorry to say we cannot tell you our future plans, or we are discussing the 9 months results. So this is, I think, an invalid question. I'm sorry about this.
Okay, and in terms of your revenue, we've seen a substantial increase in your revenue compared to what we had in the third quarter of 2019. Now, could you give us a brief description as to what are your major revenue lines in terms of the product?
Yeah, we have concentrated in our product for the third quarter. We reach around 6 million, okay, from the out of 20 million out of 21 million for our products manufacturing in our facility. And this is not, we are looking, to be honest, this is not the figure we are planning to. But due to the challenge and the market and the blockage that we have from around, we go and we raise our heads up, and we see that there's a huge chances in the market. So we catch some in this quarter, and we hope to catch the other in the coming quarters. And the big share was for the trading items. You know, the medical sector is a huge. And we are not only putting our eggs in one basket. No, we will segregate, and we will make it from any part coming from the medical device to earn some revenue. We will be there for it. So to be also from the 21, we already supply for Ahmed Hospital 200 filter, brand filter for HEPA filter for COVID-19. This is not only for COVID-19. It's a continuously filter for medical devices. And we have a huge range of products that we are planning to implement in Qatar market and in medical sector. So we are just making our product viable. And whenever there is a chance to have a good margin, we will be there. Our strategy is to get the margin from the market. And QGMD will be heading every and each sector that we are there for to meet the demand.
Okay. I had the last question on your other income. We see that the other income in the second quarter was about 1.6 million, whereas this quarter it's more in line with what we had in the first quarter. Could you explain as to why, was there anything special in the second quarter that you booked?
Actually, this was in the second quarter, and this is one of our goals, which we set from the management to recover some bad debits from the market. And we are proud to announce that, even we announced in the second quarter this new news, but again we are repeating that we are proud to announce that we success to refund one of our bad debit in the previous years from the customers in Germany, okay, to be specific, and we had agreement with them to repayment the money outstanding from their side, and we set an agreement with them, and we have confirmation with them, and we bought a third party to ensure that everything has been legal and it's a real one. It's not just only a figure, it's a cash flow plus and money coming to our fund. So we are happy and we are successful, and that we have achieved such this goal, and we have a lot of goals such this scenario to be achieved also.
Thank you so much. That's all from my side. Thanks.
It appears there are no further questions at this time. Just once again, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, press star 1. It seems there are no further questions, so I will turn the call back to Zaid for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you, Diana. Well, if there are no further questions, then I would like to thank Mr. Isa Slimani, Mr. Rafael Damish, and Ms. Neil Baroudi for their presentation, and also all the participants on this call. If you have any further questions, don't hesitate to contact us at QMBFS Research Team or Qatar Jumeirah Medical Devices Team. And thank you so much, and please stay safe. Goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.